Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me on the SOS podcast. Today, I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. When I was, 10 years old, maybe 11, so we're talking a little more than 30 years ago, I had a pretty bad fall, or what at the time I considered a pretty bad fall, and I totally tore open my left elbow. We had been visiting some friends of ours who lived in a small public housing, tract housing development, and the way the houses were set up was you had your basic long sidewalk in front of them, and then these pretty long grassy patches, and everybody had a sidewalk that went from the main sidewalk to their front door. Now, when we played football, we would play in front of the houses, and we would have to run across these grassy areas, but it was grass, sidewalk, that's the way it was. Now, there was someone a couple houses down from my friend who used to have a really big tree in that grassy front yard. Now, they removed the tree, but they left a big stump. We're throwing the football back and forth, and I wasn't the most athletic child, I'll be honest about that. So my friend says, go long, he throws the football, I start running, but of course I'm looking over my shoulder because I want to make sure I know where the ball is and that I can catch it. Well, klutzy me, I'm running forward, looking backward, not realizing I'm approaching this tree trunk. I trip over it, and of course I don't fall in the grass, but I fall on the cement sidewalk. And I fall elbow first. And I can't remember how much that hurt, but I do know back then I was a crier and I freaked out. There was pain, there was blood, I was screaming. We ran into the house. The woman who we were visiting mended me up, but not without a bunch of dramatics from me. I do remember also afterwards she gave me some cookies, which I just find that funny. Because now, of course, if I had an accident like that, I wouldn't be thinking about cookies, you know. But as a 10-year-old, I guess that made the tears go away. But I remember the weeks and months after that little injury that I thought was so huge. Because it was quite a big spot on my elbow. And you had to replace the bandage, like, every day. And I'm not a patient person, and I wanted my elbow to get back to normal, and so I would check on that thing every day. But after weeks and months, and seeing this thing heal, what was apparent early on was that it was going to leave a scar. There was going to be a sizable patch of weird-looking skin on my arm. I was a pretty self-conscious kid, and other kids can be rather cruel. And I didn't want to have a scar on my arm. I remember times when I was little, somebody would see it and ask, and I'd have to tell the story. And again, I was not an athletic kid, so for me to have to tell the story that I fell playing football, you know, that usually garnered a little bit of laughter. And then if I were to be honest and tell them, well, the thing that made me fall was I tripped over a tree stump, well, then I'd look dumb. So this wasn't some badge of honor that I carried around. This was an embarrassing thing. As the years went by, I would forget it was there. Somebody would see it. They would ask. It wasn't until probably my early to mid-20s that I relaxed about it. And I thought, oh, this is not something to be embarrassed about. This is just a stupid little thing that happened when I was a kid. And quite honestly, like today, it's funny to look back and see my reaction and how much I worried about it, and how much I cared about it. These days, when I go to tell someone that story, it's an interesting thing that happens. I can't remember which elbow got scarred, and I can't always find the scar. 3 decades later, in a few odd years, this thing is barely discernible. Can I remember the pain that I felt on that day? Not really. It looks more to me like I'm watching a little movie. Like I'm seeing myself go through that experience. And cry like a baby. And think the world is over. And not want to play the rest of the day because it hurt. but I can't remember the actual experience. I can't remember the pain. I can't remember the discomfort. Can't really remember the embarrassment. I'm so far removed from that experience, and I'm so different than I was then, that it does seem like, at times, I'm telling someone else's story. Couple that with the fact that this scar is barely visible, that I have to really look hard to find it. And I've told this story in adulthood to people who look at that left elbow and say, "I don't see a scar." And I'll say, "No, look, it's right there. Don't you see that? There's a little discoloration in the skin. It doesn't look like the rest." And they say, "Well, no, you're old. You have a wrinkly elbow." And I say, no, that's a scar there. Look, it's huge." They don't see it. I see it. If I can find it, I know it's there, but they don't see it. It makes me think about the bigger scars we carry through life that aren't visible to anyone. Emotional scars, spiritual hurts that we carry because of these battles we have with our enemy. Failures that maybe no one knows about, but they hurt, and we know they're there, and we see them. But then I also think about why exactly this scar on my elbow isn't really there that much at all today. Well, there's a natural healing process. It's what the body does. The same thing exists for our spiritual scars, emotional scars. God's a healer. We call him the great physician in reference to his physical healing, but there's much spiritual restoration that he does in us as well. Sometimes we have to go through things in our Christian walk that seem just unbearable, but we trust God, we get through. Sometimes those things seems like they're just going to be playing over and over and over again in our heads. We're not going to be able to forget them. Perhaps the victory was something that took so much work and so much pain that we don't always feel so joyful about the victory. We might be resentful or a little angry about the process. We might hold on to that pain. But the truth is that the scars we carry, emotional, spiritual scars, they can all heal to the point where we're not really sure where to find them anymore. Before I even started this podcast recording, I had to look at my arms to see which elbow had that scar. And it took me a minute to find it. I was like, is it this one? Is it there? Is that, or is it over here? It's barely discernible. And I certainly don't feel any more pain today. God lets us get hurt, but that's okay, because God can completely heal those hurts. There is a great comfort I find in all of this. There will come a day when every single one of those scars fades off into unrecorded history. These experiences no longer are memories. The hurt, the pain that is just almost completely healed here will be totally healed there. We won't be telling these stories. We won't have the marks to prove anything. We will be fully spiritually restored and remade new. That place is waiting for us. If there is any hope to be had in this world, it is that there is a perfect world ahead. I look at this scar on my elbow. I look at some imperfections on my knees, because you know we've all, as kids, fallen and scraped our knees. I look at a little scar on my face, things on my hands that I say, well, that's never gonna go away. It gets better, but it's there, and it bothers me. But there will come a day when the evidence of prior hurt, prior pain, prior struggles will be gone. Everything that those experiences were used to build will be built. We will be what God is making us into. And this life, these bodies, these experiences, they won't even be a memory. There is perfection ahead, and that perfection is wholeness and completeness, spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally. We can't even imagine who and what we will be when that day comes. But the guarantee is that that day will come. This week's Songspiration is a song by Jeremy Camp called There Will Be a Day. It just reminds us of everything the word says we should look forward to. There will be a day with no hurt, no pain. We'll see Jesus face to face. My scars are going to be gone. Your scars are going to be gone. All that'll be left is the beautiful, perfect fruit that was meant to come of all of this for those who love God and follow His will. I don't know about you, but I can't wait until the day when I don't remember even one of these scars. Father, thank you, God, that all of our experiences here you use in a mighty, perfect way to fulfill your will and to continue to change us, to perfect us. And Father, thank you, God, that you guarantee this hope that one day we'll get there. We will be made perfect. We will be made whole. We will be complete, lacking nothing, spending eternity with you. Father, help us every day look forward to that day which will come. Let that be our daily reminder, God, no matter what we go through, that hope is sitting here for us to hold on to. That this is no myth, no old wives' tale, no legend, but this is truth, God, that we will get there one day and be with you. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. We hope you have enjoyed this week's episode of the Sold Out Soul podcast. If you would like to sow financially into the work that we're doing here, please visit soulsrestoredministries.org and click the donate button.